The study was conducted by the Union of Concerned Scientists and the Ecological Society of America. Researchers looked into trends that have already shown up in the region, including shorter winters, higher annual average temperatures, and declines in winter ice on the Great Lakes. The study projects potential problems for the region. Anglers might find certain fish no longer thrive in warmer waters, and communities that rely on winter tourism might find themselves hard hit. University of Michigan biologist George Kling is the lead author of the report. He says the findings point to a warming trend unlike anything the planet's seen.
In the next 100 years, we will have the same amount of warming that has occurred since the last ice age, 10,000 years ago.
The report outlines approaches for slowing the effects of global warming. They include reducing greenhouse emissions and investing in renewable energy. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Sarah Hewlett.